Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A church in Jamaica Plain says it's the first African-American church in the nation to provide sanctuary to an immigrant in the country illegally who's facing deportation. The Bethel AME Church took in the man last week. For more on why, we're joined now by Reverend Mariama White Hammond, who's the Bethel AME's pastor for social justice. Good morning, Reverend, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So take us back to the beginning, if you would, in this way. Tell us how this man and his situation came to your attention.
We got a call from some folks who work directly with him. He had been told that he was facing deportation and was afraid to be separated from his family. And for us, we've seen everything that's going on. We understand that there's lots of political debate, but for us, it really comes down to an issue of faith. Our scriptures demand of us that we love those who are foreigners because we were foreigners in Egypt. And particularly as people of African descent who in this country know what it is to be considered less than human, know what it is to be treated in ways that are indefensible, we feel a specific calling to answer the needs of those who are facing injustice.
As I said at the beginning, you're the pastor for social justice for the church. Is this a matter of social justice?
Yeah, we believe that it is. And for us, you know, you can call it social justice, you can call it fairness. At the end of the day, our scriptures tell us multiple times that we have to treat the foreigners among us as we treat ourselves. That's just the bottom line. And so we're not actually in this by ourselves. There's a number of synagogues, a Unitarian congregation, other Protestant congregations in our neighborhood who have all felt a similar thing.
What, might I ask, has been the reaction from your own parishioners and from your neighborhood in Jamaica Plain?
There's been, so far, just an outpouring of support. Our congregation is a congregation of many different people. Most folks are native-born, but we have folks who have faced immigration challenges themselves. And so our congregation, we didn't have to say much. They've made the connection.
I wonder if you're worried about ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, showing up on your doorstep, knocking on the door.
You know, it's a tough question. We have to do what we have to do to follow what God has called us to, and we also understand that ICE has a job. We are hoping that ICE will honor their commitment to respect the sacred sanctity of churches. This is our hope. This is our prayer. We are not trying to pick a fight with them, but we just have to live out our faith.
What if somebody came to you and said, in my judgment, this is not the best use of church resources and time? How would you respond?
You know, I think we can all have our different opinions. But again, like I said, when I look at the text again and again and again, when Jesus is asked, how does this all boil down? He says, love your neighbor as yourself. And so for us, this is how that love is manifest. This is one way. We do a lot of other things at this church. We do, you know, baskets over Thanksgiving. We do a lot of things to help people. We try to live our faith in everything that we do. And at the end of the day, we felt called to live our faith in this way.
How long are you prepared to offer sanctuary to this particular individual? And what happens if other people come knocking on your door also seeking sanctuary?
We are in conversation with our guests to figure out what is the best road for him. And so we're going to be faithful because that's what we're called to be, faithful. And we'll figure out that road as we walk it. If other people come, I don't know. We'll pray about it. We'll figure it out. Like I said, we're not by ourselves. We're with other congregations here in this community who also have felt the same call. But, you know, again, we figure it out as we go along. God speaks. We answer. We trust that God will continue to protect us as we move along.
The Reverend Mariama White Hammond from the Bethel AME Church in Jamaica Plain. Thanks very much for speaking with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bob.